Crash Course Live is presented by
Smash It Demolition Derby, who hosts Bash for Cash, Blizzard Bash, and Capital City Carnage. Online at smashitderby.com. And Stirring Dirt Racing, host of May Mania's team show at the Golden Spike Arena in Ogden, Utah. Online at stirringdirtracing.com.
Reckless Abandoned Derby Apparel and Derby Inc. Magazine. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
You'd be upset with that?
Yeah.
You wouldn't like that?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because that would ruin all that and make a lot of stuff bad.
What? What do you mean?
if a wheel fell on top of your carburetor?
Yeah.
It ruins your whole day right there.
But if you hit a guy so hard, it took the wheel and tire and everything off the back end in one spot, and it landed on your stacks. I don't think it.
My stacks, no. I wouldn't care about it. But if it messed my carburetor up, I'd probably be.
Do you guys know the guy that was driving that car? He's the one that had the suicide in the team show.
That's Wayne's friend.
Yeah, she's joking on.
He told Wayne, hello.
Are you guys going back running that again?
I tried to get him to run the one at Coos, but he won't do it.
The one at Coos, the pastor's got to sit backwards.
That's why I tried to get him to do it.
There's no way.
He told me, you ain't getting me thrown through the window. I said, nah, you'd be the other way. You'd be all right.
Yeah, huh?
Shot out of a cannon tonight. Already.
Chris Marquardt, how are you?
I'm all right. Episode number 265 on deck for the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast. Welcoming everybody tuning in, watching at home. We got a full show on deck tonight. Already been introduced quickly to Tim Ellison chiming in about Sean Gokenauer's hit. That's been part of our intro for a long time, and that was just a fortunate thing to have the roof cam on that, and it's been around
for... The guy that did that, he knew what he was doing.
A long time. Yeah, he had the crosshairs locked. That was for sure.
No, I meant the guy that put the camera there that knew that was going to be the car to follow. That guy.
Wasn't his first time.
Wasn't his first time.
He used to tell us if we broke his camera, we got $100.
I've heard that offer.
I've always been able to fix yours, thank God. There's been times where I took them out of Tim's car, and they're blinking all sorts of weird codes and stuff, but there's a reset button in the back.
Didn't Remington break two years in one night?
No. Eric Remington broke one of my first ones, and the only reason that I couldn't save it was he hit so hard, and I had left the top screwed down tight, so the camera itself jammed in the housing. Mm-hmm. I had to take a screwdriver to pop it out, and when it jammed the power button and the button on the top in position, and they wouldn't come out. So even taking the battery and stuff out, it would not reset or anything. And the following year I had a brand new it was the latest edition. It was like at that point I think it was like Hero 3 or something. I put it on his car and turned it on, and when I went to get it was black. There was nothing. Like the LCD screen in the front was black, and it never turned on again. It never worked again. And he said he was going to stop driving hard because he wanted to actually get footage of one of his in cars. There's a shot in the intro where those two black cars come together, mm-hmm. in the center of Dunkirk, and he had passed. He said no because he wasn't going to run that long. And he was right. It was those guys were the only ones that were in that heat. It was him and three other buddies from the Nasty Dogs crew. And when he was done with his Diplomat, the throttle linkage on the carburetor was pushed back behind the dash. It had moved back that far. And I always wanted to put an in-car camera on him when that happened because those guys hit each other harder. But I knew I might better just light that money on fire because it was going to wreck it. I was cleaning out all the stuff where all the old DVD cases and raw materials were, stuff that hadn't been produced yet, that hadn't been used yet. And I found an envelope that had three brand new GoPros in it I forgot I had.
Really?
Yep, just sitting underneath there. They'd never been on a car or anything. I got those. I'm pretty sure I got those going into the 2016 season because I'd gotten to a point where three of the GoPros, they just wouldn't work anymore. They would turn on and they would film for a little bit, and then they would start changing modes on their own, and so I just was going to replace them. Two of them had scratched lenses from jamming in the cases so hard, which is going to happen in a car accident.
It happens on occasion.
Yep. So it's a good one tonight. We're going to be talking with the Ellisons, Tim and Wayne, both joining us here in studio to talk about the
Derby Swap Meet coming up at Paradise Speedway on Saturday, and then we're going to be talking with Ty McCallick. We remember Ty from a couple of the runs that we saw him in Arkansas and some of the travels with Derby Icons, plus the trips to Topeka. He's getting ready for Capital City Carnage, so we'll be talking with him a little bit later on as well. But our first order of business right at the top is Wayne's favorite part. He gets to tell us about the swap meet. We'll start with him. He'll mumble, and then we'll talk to Tim because he's the loud one. See? Right there.
Yeah. We're good. It's this Saturday, March 16th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Basically open everyone. If you walk through the gate, it's free to get in. Anyone bringing a regular pickup truck trailer type deal, $10. And the company business vendors that, you know, kind of basically do it more or less for a living or big chunk of change, it's $100 to them guys.
Now, the way that this has expanded has got to be beyond anything you guys expected it to be when you started. This was just a way to sort of trade some parts around, and now you've got people coming from all over the Northeast. Ohio's been here, Michigan.
You guys coming from Ohio this year.
Ohio, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Canada, Vermont. You guys have covered New England. It's really turned into something special, something people look forward to, and it's certainly something that people need in our area.
Yeah. It was kind of one of those things where Brett Riley used to do the banquet down there, and that was getting pretty big, and, you know, more people were showing up to that. And there was people, I mean, even myself, I would go down there and buy and sell parts, and, like, not necessarily go to the banquet hall and eat or nothing. I would just kind of take off when I was done. And then when that kind of hit the can, just kind of, you know, there was always that want and need of buying and trading parts and stuff like that. And
right.
I love the wheel and deal. If anyone knows me, they know that.
That's an understatement.
And
brother, and he wheels and deals with me.
Yeah, but I usually don't get anything out of you.
I say we were just arguing on the way here. He was just yelling at me on the way here, but I still owe him for a bumper from last year. On my Buick, the bumper on the front of my Buick says I never paid him for it. I told him, I said, you can have that one back. I know where there's more.
Wasn't it like a birthday present or something?
Yeah.
Come on.
So that's more or less.
Yeah, you can have it back when I'm done with it.
that's more or less where it started and came from. And, you know, the first row was pretty cool. I mean, a lot of people came out, and last year it got bigger, and it seems like it's going to be even bigger yet.
I mean, it's...
And so I'm not trying to cut you off, cool. But this year... us as the family and the
Spinning Wheels
group. Yeah. I was going to say Sam Fleeble, but it's the Spinning Wheels group of guys, Buell and Decker and Gully, were giving away a 66-67 Suicide. Anyone that comes basically gets a ticket, and we're going to probably draw the winner around like 1 p.m.
Cool.
It's totally free. You get one ticket per person type of deal.
Can you buy additional tickets?
No, we're just gonna be a free thing. Cool. No raising money for nothing. It's gonna be a totally free giveaway deal.
It's a give back to the Derby community.
Sure.
Thank you for supporting our show and their show also, and then supporting any other Derby event that goes on, because most promoters don't say thank you.
What happens
if you show up? They don't. Nobody says thank you anymore.
True. What happens if you win that? I mean,
I'm not even getting a ticket.
Well, that's. I assume that was the right answer. I was going to make a GM joke, but
I'll run anything. You know that. I don't care what it is. But no, I'm not even. I don't want no ticket. I don't want no part of it. I'm just happy to give back. This was more or less Wayne and
Decker's
contacted kind of idea. I'm just the guy that's going to tow it over there and, you know, make it happen or whatever. But it's a. I think it's awesome. When he texted me the idea, I'm like, dude, let's do it, you know.
Where'd the car?
Cool when I saw it.
Like, where else are you going to go and get a free car?
Yeah, there's not places you go. And here's the thing. I mean, a lot of places, you know, you go, there's a raffle car, and it's a Crown Vic or it's a Lumina. But, I mean, a Suicide Lincoln, it's a pretty hot commodity right now. You know what I mean?
Now, if we were talking like a two-door Impala, I probably would want to take it. Because I can't even get him to sell me one of those.
I was going to say, he's probably got six of them over to his place.
He won't sell me on.
Where'd the car come from?
Local area.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
Is it one, tell you.
He's is got it one of yours or is it one of theirs?
No, it came from, it was something that I had bought. Yep.
So we know it's clean.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they kind of contacted me, and I was like, well, you know, I you know, they were talking more alliance, maybe like a metric type car or something, and I was like, well, I kind of picked this up, and it's not really my style, but, you know, I don't just pass things up either. I kind of have a bad habit with buying stuff that I really don't need.
Right.
So I was like, you know, why don't we do that? And, you know, everyone seems to be, that seems to be like the in kind of car right now, you know?
Sure.
That and caddies, so.
Well, that'd be, definitely be interested in caddies.
Well, that, I mean, that Lincoln for sure would do some damage to Seneca County.
Probably.
That could do okay there.
As long as you get your front bumper welded on, all right.
You know a guy.
I do. Yeah, it's it was awesome. I was very, when I saw that, I had to read it a couple times because, like I said, it's not every day you see a Suicide Lincoln given away. I mean, a raffle is one thing, but just free, you know, show up and you get a ticket. That's, you know, that's something entirely different. But it is. It's. I mean, I think it's really cool for our area. You know, the Ellison family started the cleanup derby here 4 or 5 years ago, and that's grown into, you know, one of the bigger derbies of the year, really. I mean, there's a lot of guys that, you know, last year I think was probably the most numbers, biggest numbers you guys had had.
I think we had 40 compacts on the track last year.
And
I think it was a little more than that. But yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, and it's good for this area. I mean, it opens a lot of people up to the idea that, you know, how big Derby is in this area. And it's good to get, you know, a lot of people in there. And I mean, there's, you know, I think Jeffy's coming up, right? Jeffy's coming up. Rick Clark's going to be there with stuff I saw.
Gray Area was talking about it. I haven't really heard no more.
Ryan Ostrander there with the Catskills.
Yep, Catskills going to be there. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of great Mike. Vendors there. Yeah, Mad Mike's going to be there.
No, it's funny you mentioned Gray Area. I sent RJ a message today, seeing if he was around either this week or next week. Because we got Fast Five next Monday, and then we fly out Thursday.
Yeah, early Thursday.
Remarkably early Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't know who booked those flights, but they need to make some considerate life decisions.
It's 5:55 in the morning. That means we have to be in Rochester.
At like 4:55.
Early.
You know what else that means? That means that at 5:55 Wednesday, I got to make sure that I'm online so that we can get our seats.
That's on you, bud. You know what the worst part of that whole deal is about flying out that early? The bar's not even going to be open before we board the first plane.
At the airport, I think they are.
No, they don't open till 10. Yeah, unless they're serving booze till 10. We know this from experience.
It's been a while since I've flown, so.
I can guarantee they will be open.
Yeah.
Bring your own. It's
all right. Yeah, we change things have happened.
So, anyway, this is year three for this, right?
Yeah, year three. Yeah.
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that just shows up the day of. For the derby, for swap meet, everything. Everybody's always like, hey, what's going on? You're asking the wrong one. You want any information, ask my brother.
Right.
I don't even remember what time I got out of bed.
So, year three, I mean, was there any expectation of growth? I mean, the litany of vendors that are coming this year, It's a who's who. It's a Northeast who's who. It's in parts, it's a nationally recognized who's who in terms of the vendors and especially the supply that Rick Clark gives to Canada.
Ago, Ski Inc. showed up 2 years ago.
They showed up, sold
a few things, and then they bounced.
It was more of a drop-off and pick-up type of a deal. But yeah, no,
Jason was making a tour.
I think it's cool. It'd be nice to not get, you know, crazy, but one of the bigger, I'm not really sure, you know, across the country how many places really do stuff like that, but I think it'd be pretty cool to have, you know, like the Northeast swap meet kind of name on it, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And just kind of, and where you...
The only one I know of is there's one in Ohio, there used to be.
Yeah, there was one last weekend, I believe seeing some stuff, it was like Miller's swap meet or something like that, but... Yeah, I mean, I think it would be cool, you know, to kind of be considered like the Northeast swap meet type deal. You know, you get a lot of different areas. I mean, even like Seneca County, I know, like down in like Dunkirk, you go down the southern tier. I mean, there's pretty big derby communities. You know what I mean? There's quite a few guys, you know, even like local that, you know, that travel and stuff like that. So
2 years ago or even a year ago, would you have been saying that same thing about how it'd be nice to have that landmark event?
Well, I mean, it's not a major thing, and it's not really a goal. It's just, you know, if it happens, it happens type of a deal. But I think it's it's cool to watch stuff grow and stuff that maybe was, you know, started off just to be, you know, this or that, and just kind of see it expand, you know, just sure. with anything. I mean, just like companies or anything like that. I mean, you start off in some of the bigger companies, you know, they start off working in the garages, and the next thing you know, a business may buy them out in patents, and now they're, you know, multi-billion-dollar things where
right.
obviously you're not making, like, money off it, but it's still cool to see the growth and the expanding, you know. Take pictures and just kind of, like, you know, as just like growing up, you know, you look back at old pictures, it's like, wow, yeah, look at that, you know. You
so,
know, how many? Used to be like 60 pounds and you had hair, and now you're like 260 and you're bald.
Wow, Reese Tompkins.
So, how many shovels are you getting delivered Saturday?
I don't know.
How many shovels are you getting delivered Saturday?
Well, we're on the market for two right now.
Just two?
But I might go pick one up just so I don't got to deal with it, because I got frames coming and subs coming. And
you asked about what. You didn't specify what. There's two complete cars, but there's a couple frames.
Now, you're getting a nice stockpile for a guy that only runs one or two shows a year. I mean.
One show. Yeah. He runs one show.
Yeah.
Well, last year he ran two shows, but with the same car.
Same car. You're going to start making the tour, man.
I only got six cars.
I'm going to start selling some stuff, that's yeah. all.
You ain't going to sell nothing.
Listen, I clear cut an acre and it's almost full.
That's crazy.
But, I mean, it's not really organized the way it could be either.
Just drop it in a pile and go.
That's how it wasn't like that until somebody started bringing the cars down. He's a drop and go.
So we were talking about marketing. I'm wondering if Wayne has put the patent on packets of Impala seeds so that people can grow them at home just like he does at his house.
go to Ohio, and they grow Chevy wagons in Ohio. So
there's guys by far have way more cars than I even would consider having. But just, I mean, I got a few. I'm not gonna lie, but I don't trip myself up on it. I mean, having cars really doesn't mean anything. Still got to be able to know how to build them and put them together and drive. So.
Ain't that the truth?
Having cars is like having a spare bank account, so it does mean something.
That is very true.
That's more or less the way I see it. I mean, I actually was, when I was going to move down to Florida, I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago, or moved back, and I sold a lot of my stuff that I had. And, you know, I did make, you know, a good chunk of change. So, really, yeah, it's like an investment, like bank account, and, you know, when it's out there in the woods, you necessarily don't. You don't see it in your bank and want to go buy a new truck or something like that. You know,
that's
what I mean?
Very true. That's very true.
But if you really need the money, it's there.
Mine's all junk. So,
do you have anything that's remotely good for this year?
What's that car I got? The 2-door, 73 Regal.
Oh yeah,
73 2-door Regal. That's all I got. That's fresh.
We're gonna run that.
Probably Waterloo.
Yeah.
I mean, I still got my Electra.
How many cars are you gonna run at Waterloo this year?
As of right now, just my Electra. I don't even have a compact, a junk run, nothing.
I bet a safe sum of money that he runs everything like he normally does.
Right.
4 or 5.
It's like, it probably will be, but right now all I have is my Electra that's ready to go.
Today.
I don't even have no compacts, anything.
Today it's two. By the time we get there, it'll be.
Yeah. But right now he's got one. By the end of the show, he's going to have like six cars ready to go. It'll be. Yeah.
It's like, Tim, where are you going? The gates are going to close.
Do that, though. Like,
I only got two more trips. I'll be right back.
You and Hartzell, man. You guys.
Man, I got it figured out. The old lady, she pulled her own weight last year. She knows how to haul a trailer now. I don't got to make so many trips. I put a car on her truck, and I put a car on mine, and we go. She's got it figured out, man. Last year, she stepped up big time with me. She helped me out a lot. She says,
well, from your house, she can just drive them.
No, I'm not. I get enough trouble. So last year she said, "Will you teach me how to weld? I want to learn how to weld." Let's go. She stuck right with it, man. She was my heat car. She built that whole car pretty much herself. Other than the cage, I put the cage in it. She welded everything on it.
That's cool.
That's cool.
And they built that car for me. I was sleeping. Her and Toby. But yeah, I'm getting tired, and I'm not even that old yet. I'm just. I only run one show a year, but I run 10 cars at that one show.
It's funny, though, because even, like, Hartzell's slowing down. Yeah, I think Hartzell only brought, like, two cars to Waterloo last year.
Yeah.
He didn't run much anywhere else.
No. It's just, it does take a lot.
Yeah. But then, like, we talk to these guys that, you know, build 10, 12, 15 cars a year, and I'm just like, you guys are crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rick Clark. Rick builds cars. Mad Mike. They bring Fords in and out of that shop and Oh my gosh!
I was gonna say I was just
yeah. They got a lineup outside.
I was gonna say I thought I could have sworn that he's like, yeah, this is the 10th car.
Yeah,
and hopefully this covers the year. And I'm like, are you serious? 10th? Yeah,
this is the 10th car.
I don't have a garage either, yeah. So I gotta wait until the weather breaks to even touch my stuff. I say my Electra is the only thing inside, and that's only because Big D Damien, he has a barn that's just for storage, and my Electra is in there. He was nice enough to let me put it in there for the winter, yeah. So I didn't have to pull a motor or nothing like that.
I was honestly expecting you to say it was in the living room.
No. That new motor that my dad just built me, I did try to get her to let me bring that and put it in the kitchen. She was not having it at all. That's what I said, but she was not having that. She's like, you're not bringing it. She's like, you can put it in the pantry. I'm like, no, I want to put it right in the kitchen so I can look at it. And she says, no, absolutely not. So it's Wayne was like, just put it down in the garage. I had my toolbox in the kitchen for a while, my Snap-on box. That was fun.
Dare I ask?
I got a lot of money tied up in that thing. I don't like it being in my garage is small and it's stone and there's really no way to lock the door.
Let's be honest.
I got cameras.
Let's be honest, in Waterloo nowadays,
yeah, exactly.
You need a locking key.
No, yeah. So it's just, I don't know. But now I got cameras, so.
If you got a big piece of polycarbonate, big piece of that Lexon, and just ran a couple 2x4s between the valve covers and the intake, you could have just made a kitchen table out of it for a little while.
Make a coffee table out of it
I think you were onto something.
She wasn't.
She might have missed the boat on this.
I tried to do the same thing with my wife because we were looking for furniture.
You tried to make a coffee table out of your wife?
No. I told her. I said she wanted to buy a coffee table. I'm like, look, I got the perfect idea. I figured I'd buy a motor from Garden, put the Lexan on top of it until derby season, and then didn't go.
I'm going to need this for about 2 weeks.
You needed to get that Garden motor from Tommy. From Tommy Dowd, the one was all decked out in gold trim.
Gold.
Tommy Dowd can have gold everything because he's Tommy Dowd.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just some
he
guy.
He can pull it off.
Yeah, I can't pull gold off.
What can you pull off?
Flat black.
Okay.
Yeah, flat black, man. I'm telling you, that's where it's at. It's thing of the future. I'm going to paint my truck that color.
Flat black.
I'm going to have to because it's falling apart and I'm going to have to start piecing it together. And I'm not a multicolor kind of guy, so.
That Crown Vic that you were driving for a little while, is that the one that you're.
The Merc?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just sold it.
I thought you were going to sell it at the swap meet.
Mm-mm. Oh. Nobody wanted it. I didn't think a guy. The only person that even said anything was Cody Riley, and he was just being cold. He's like, I'll give you $500 for it. No, man, this thing's like clean. When some kid out of Auburn bought it, he's driving it.
Perfect. Where else are you guys going to run this year?
Waterloo.
That's it?
That's as of right now for me, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Wayne John?
Yeah, I'm going to run Waterloo.
Where he goes, so.
I'm going to probably try that cruise show over in Hemlock. And I might try to pick up one more, but I'm not 100%. We'll see. Working on days if I can get something done or not. It'd be nice to, but.
He's taking the tour in clam back wagons this year.
Yeah, I wish.
Everywhere we go, he's taking a fresh clamshell.
Really? You like wagons? I don't think I've ever seen
Never even ran a wagon.
No?
No, I like two doors.
Yeah.
That's my car. That's what I prefer.
I'd like to ask him the same thing, but I know he's not biased. It's whatever's got.
Whatever Wayne's done with. I don't care.
Has he ever sold you a good car?
Sold me or gave me? He's gave me a few.
Yeah.
He treats me good. Don't worry. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't derby either. Honestly, the parts that he gives me and supplies, no way. And he comes down and puts some time in on my cars.
He doesn't want to fool with motors, though.
He would if he wasn't running. Not the one he's got in his car right now. No, not that.
He'd have to put like a throttle sensor or something.
No, he'd make me get a rev limiter for it.
Why, he drove it down. He drove it this year.
What'd you have in it for a rev limiter?
No, when we were down at San Filippo,
I was driving. I just didn't have control of the
motor. Actually, no, you didn't have. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I was driving, though.
I forgot I had the gas pedal.
You told me.
So, see, that was a smart move.
Come on. When you're running the motor builder, if it breaks, you know it's going to get fixed quick. I mean, come on.
He's not.
I don't get my stuff built like that.
No.
I got to pay for my stuff.
Oh. Yeah, but I mean, it's still going to get fixed quick. I mean, you know, he's right there for you, you know.
Dad's not really feeling it these days.
Really?
Nah. He's getting old, man. He's getting tired. He wants to retire. He wants to, like, go to Florida and be done.
But you keep sucking him in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He ain't going nowhere.
It's hard to leave when the boys are into it.
My little brother used to be. He's not so much anymore.
He's a smart one. He's in college. Yep. You're gonna go out, you know.
He's in college. He's
probably living it up.
Oh, yeah. He's partying every weekend, every night.
That's what you do.
How long before Jet gets into it?
Dude, it's going to be my daughter before him, I bet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And that's... He's not really... He likes sports. I'm not a sports guy, though, so... But my daughter, man, she's right out there banging away, and she wants to do everything. And him, he's just... Can I go back in the house? Whatever, man. See ya.
So Jesse learned how to weld and then taught him how to play basketball.
No, Wayne. That's Wayne's the sports guy. Wayne taught him.
Wayne did the basketball? Did
him
a good job.
Between him and my other brother, they do the sports things with him. I mean, I support him 100%, let him do what he wants, but I can't shoot a hoop to save my life. If it was put a bullet in my head or make a basket, I'm probably going to be dead. I'm not even lying, man. I'm not sports at all. I can play catch with him when we play lacrosse because my boy's really good at lacrosse. But other than that, no way. Not a shot. I can turn a wrench, though. I make a car run.
Everybody's got their thing.
What's yours, Chris?
According to the internet, messing up podcast.
He's doing it right now.
Good for you, buddy.
I pretend to be okay at graphics.
You do okay at graphics.
I do what I can. Michael Soler's asking me for door wraps and roof sign for his RC car. He's looking to get that stuff shored up, and he took a page right out of Wayne's book. He goes, "I need everything orange and black." So that was kind of cool.
I tried to get him to go green and black. He wouldn't do it.
I think the first stuff that I sent him was green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He showed me. I'm like, that looks so much better.
I seen that, and I'm like, oh, no.
You don't do the lime green. That's me.
I know it's flashy, but I don't do. I'm like a flat black and primer gray.
It's hard.
He doesn't even paint his numbers on his cars. It's just when he shows up, it's either the color that it came or it's flat black because we painted it at my house before he got there.
It's hard to hide when it's flashy, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At Waterloo this year, the only reason his car was painted is because he stopped at my house so I could torch something. And the end of the bumper had to torch off. And the only reason it was painted is because my wife painted it in the time that it took me to torch it.
On the trailer.
At the end of my driveway, like by the road. You know how my house is. Oh, yeah, yeah. You ain't getting nowhere near my garage through the car. So, yeah. We're already all loaded up. Here comes Wayne last minute. Hey, where's the torches? Already in the truck. Why? You got to cut this. All right, hold on. Get everything back out.
That's awesome.
It is a family day at Waterloo, man.
Oh, I love it. That is my favorite part of the year, and I'm not even going to lie. I mean, like, that is – I look forward to – that's my vacation. I take that week off of work.
Yeah.
That's vacation. My wife hates it, but she says, why can't we go somewhere? I got to save vacation days for Waterloo. I take the whole week off.
Nothing says family time like torching, welding, and peeing blood.
I love it, though. I've already started a little bit this year, just no cars, just making parts.
Yeah. Because you guys pretty much build all your own stuff, right? You don't have a lot of factory-built
stuff. We got our cable shifters and stuff like that we bought, but, yeah, most of the stuff we make, if we can.
Yeah.
Well, what I always say is, Wayne's the brains, I'm the doer. He tells me what he wants, and he kind of points and shows me, and then I do it, and then he says, that's not right, and then I got to do it again. That's what it usually is.
That's the perfect spot to be in. Doing the Heavy Hitter Award this year again?
At Waterloo?
Yeah.
That's Dad. Well, the fall cleanup really pays for it, but yeah, most likely. Past 2 years, I've taken it home. So.
Right. Is he just going to make you give the prize rigged. Back? And then
make it up? He says it's rigged. I don't know if you've seen the video, but when you almost flipped yourself over hitting somebody that hard.
You would have hit him square. You want to?
I couldn't. It was already like this. It was already twisted. No, as far as I know, he probably will.
That's cool.
He
does.
He only does it at Waterloo, though. I mean, it's just because it's where we run. He supports it because we run there.
How is Joe Goodner anyway? He tried to hit somebody else and accidentally hit you, and then you turned it on.
I don't know what – he still swears that he didn't mean to do it. He says he didn't mean to do it. But.
He was trying to hit Ian, but Ian was behind you, yeah. You know, so he was getting between – you just got in the way. You were in the middle.
Don't get me wrong. Because I definitely would have finished a lot better than I did.
I thought you had a shot at winning that.
I probably could have, but Brett Riley chose me to win. That's what he told me, so – But it's always, no,
it's a good
guy to have. I probably would have done a little bit better if I'd have listened to my brother to begin with. I didn't cut the hole in my firewall out big.
You listen every other time he tells you to do something?
I cut it. He says, I said, how's that? Is that good?
He said, no.
He says, oh, you should go a little
very
bigger.
Very seldom does he listen the first time.
He says, you should go bigger. I said, oh, that should be good enough. He says, all right, whatever. See? That's what hit. The firewall hit the cap and broke the cap.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Broke the cap and
at the end of the day, he didn't want to listen. If it came down between me and him, I knew his cap was going to break first, so that's all that matters.
Oh, we're waiting for it. One of these days, one of these years, it will come down to me and him.
And your nose,
we are using the full track nose to nose, and whoever's car is whatever. I don't care.
It's going to be over one shot. Your bumper is going to be wrapped around your carburetor, and his is going to be straight as nose.
I don't care. We're going to do it.
Put the headlights back in his. You're not winning this.
I want to do it so bad. You know how hard it is for me not to do it off the line?
I've seen you run. It looks
hard. No, did not hit him off the line. No,
I've seen you run. It looks hard.
It is. It's so hard. But I know if I hit him off the line, I'm done.
Maybe not right away, but you'll get yours, right?
No, oh, yeah.
Well, if you enjoyed this, you got to make sure you get out to the Center County Fair this summer in July to watch that. But before that, the annual Northeast swap meet hosted by the Ellison family at Paradise Speedway is coming up this Saturday. Hours were from 9 to 3. Just by showing up on the grounds, you get a ticket that goes into a drawing for 1967 Lincoln. Can't really go wrong. You can't buy extra tickets, so there's no money changing hands. This is an entirely free raffle. All you have to do is get to the grounds. Somebody's walking away with a 67 Lincoln, and that is going to be given away. Summer's around 1 o'clock. It's going to be a good one. There's additional details on the Facebook page under Derby Swap Meet if you want to find.
If you win it and you're worried about hauling it home and you can't right away, it can get stored at our place till whenever.
If you wait long enough, it'll get built.
Nah.
No?
No. Maybe not by me. Not this year. I got my car picked out already.
Yeah.
I'm pretty dead set on that two-door. She's been sitting around for a little while.
Is that the one that's behind the pool?
No. That's a Cobalt. Out behind my pool at my house. Nope, all my cars are out at our place.
All the stuff that's worth keeping safe is safe?
Yeah, it's out at our other place. And if you're worried about the weather, you'll be warm too. I already did the wood.
Yeah, I saw it. There's going to be a lot of wood burn. Is the weather supposed to be cold?
It's supposed to be decent.
Supposed to be 40.
Yeah, almost 40. Nice.
You're due to have good weather at this thing for once. Yeah.
The first year wasn't too bad, was it?
No, yeah, it was cold.
The first year was like negative 10.
Yeah.
Was it?
Dad had a truckload of split wood brought in. We were dumping race oil on it to light it on fire.
It was like negative 10.
Like $20 $20 a quart oil they were dumping on it just because it was so cold.
Yeah, that was the first year. It was definitely freezing.
Wow, I thought it wasn't bad that year.
I mean, you leave your beer outside and it was frozen by the time you drank it. Yep, it was still pretty good.
Me and Corey Lukes, Jamie Eldridge, and Dad did the wood on Sunday.
Nice.
Got a pretty decent big old pile ready to go.
Cool.
Good.
If it burns, who knows?
Right. It'll be there. The spirit of the endeavor is
if
true.
If not, there will probably be a 55-gallon drum at my area with wood in it on fire.
We alluded to this a little bit ago. In addition to this weekend's Derby Swap Meet, the week after that, we are going to be making the trip out to Topeka, Kansas for Capital City Carnage. Really looking forward to that, and attention is really amping up on that one. Heat draws are going to be Thursday, March the 21st at 7 o'clock, and the first round of qualifying heats will be the next day. Friday, March the 22nd at 7 o'clock, limited weld heats are on deck. Saturday is the twin bill, 10 o'clock start for the limited weld constellations, the compacts, and the first flight of the extreme two-man class on deck there. At 7 o'clock is the 10,000 to win limited weld feature. That's the main event of the night. And we've got the modifieds in the second group of the extreme two-man division on deck that evening as well. Online, you can find more details, CapitalCityCarnage.com. Again, Capital City Carnage, March 21st through the 23rd, 2019, presented by Smash It Demolition Derbies. trying to get Ty on the phone right now so we can catch up with him for a few minutes to talk about his attempt to run at Capital City Carnage. Is that you? That is not. Oh, shoot. It was him. He heard me talking. I just hung up on him. I got to call him back. Yep. He so is.
How was your weekend at Derby, Chris? Or was it racing? It was racing and Derby.
It was racing up at Syracuse. We got to do the Derby up there sometimes. It's just a little bit, as much room as we have is a little bit tight to try and shove it all through at one time. But it was good. We had 15. Hey, Ty, let me put you in.
Was it a mile flat track?
It was.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, Ty, it was not a mile flat track, no. It was a little bit smaller, a little bit tighter, made people work. It did buff off the concrete so that if you got out of the groove, people were getting crossed up real bad. You had to stay nice and tight for the wall. That was kind of cool. It was.
Put some soda down in the corner.
Nope, we're not allowed to touch it because of the different cleanup rules that they have for the fairgrounds and how the cleanup crews operate. We can't put anything down. I'll explain it to you more. It's complicated to say the least.
Sounds but lame, but that's
it's,
okay.
It's the concrete challenges them for sure. So I'm fine with that. But Ty joining us on the line. Ty McCulloch joining us. Good to talk to you, man. It's been a while since we've had a chance to see you. I'm looking forward to catching up with you when we get to Capital City Carnage. How is the build going, and how excited are you to get to Topeka?
The build's going pretty good right now. There's a couple things left to do. Just the front clip and stuff like that. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. We're all sort of in the same boat in terms of the anticipation, but not nearly the amount of work in front of us as you guys have got. I know the square is starting to run thin on the calendar as you guys across the country now are building and trying to thrash and get these things done. Is there any question on whether the car will or won't be completed?
It will be done. We'll be there.
And I'm trying to remember. I seem to remember seeing you in Topeka at least once before, but I can't remember if it was in one of the open divisions at Blizzard Bash or was it Capital City Carnage?
We ran Blizzard Bash in 2015 at the Bone Stock class.
Right.
And Capital Carnage last year.
Okay. 2015 is going back a long time.
That's a few years ago.
It is. You like this kind of build in terms of... you know what this entails. The limited weld is a little bit different than what we're used to for limited weld out this way. But nonetheless, you know, is this something you like, or do you like the heavier builds?
I like this build a lot more just because of the amount of work. I mean, there's still a lot of work into it, but not as much as the modified.
Sure. In terms of Capital City Carnage from last year to this year, obviously Blizzard Bash is a little bit different animal unto itself, regardless of what class you're running in. Capital City Carnage last year from this year. Is there anything that you learned or you picked up on from the 2018 edition that you're able to apply to the build or apply to the strategy or game plan, just sort of better yourself so that you're more prepared for this trip to Topeka?
This year we finally got a steel bell. Last year we blew my transmission apart and the wall hitting the wall and just the whole frame crushed in, so didn't have too much luck there.
Those walls are no joke out there. They used to be a part of the show, and that cars could get pushed out over them. But now you hit those walls and stop. They have really hardened them down.
Them walls are hurting your cars more than hitting the other cars.
Yeah, and that's what people don't understand is you see that a lot, you know, on the TV and stuff. Like when you're watching, you don't realize how much damage those walls really inflict. I mean, they've become solid, and you guys don't want to get caught. I mean, especially with the limited weld stuff. I mean, you can tweak frames and all sorts of crazy stuff.
You said it very well, alluding to the fact that the walls used to be part of the show, as you said, but more so than that is the role that they play. Now, I think they're just as much part of the show. At Blizzard Bash, it's a little bit different because the cars are so much sturdier. There's more heft to them, but these limited weld cars, obviously, they're lighter and still taking nothing away from limited weld. They're heavier than anything that we're going to see in the Northeast.
Oh, guys.
But, but they're not as forgiving. And if you can catch a car against the wall and catch somebody two or three times on the right side.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna really cave that car in big time from the width.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's you've seen guys, you know, they're using them a lot more now like that. I mean, it's, you know, it's, they're not, you know, they're not the Jersey barriers as we've seen, or, you know, even the stacked concrete. But I mean, they, like I said, that's the first thing that goes in usually is the walls. So I mean, they're baked pretty solid. And I mean, you will see parts, you know, where they'll have to cut off the face and, you know, go back and do a little work. But for the most part, them walls have become really hard and they really tear stuff up.
Ty, it's not even so much of a wall anymore; it's a cliff. I mean, they're as high as the roof lines on the cars.
Yeah, no kidding. Them walls are no joke, though.
So the steel bell, how does that change the rest of the build in terms of how you're putting the car together?
We had to cut a lot more out of the tunnel, but it's our first time running it, so I don't know how it's going to do right now. But
well, we've always talked. We've talked a bunch of times on the show about it's not buying the parts, it's knowing how to put it together. So, I mean, I get having to clearance it and make more room so that it'll fit. I understand where you're coming from in terms of making sure that you drive the car appropriately so that you don't use up what you've got one way or the other. But in terms of the actual process of building the car, I mean, did you have to change any of your theories? I mean, it would seem to me that now that you've got the steel bell in place, it lets you change a couple things in terms of what you're doing with the car. It could even change what you're doing with your car selection in terms of how you can mount your motors and stuff. So does it change any of that thought process?
Yeah, we finally got an old iron this year instead of the Vic. So that kind of helped out a lot. So
is this the first old iron that you've driven ever?
No, this is the second one.
And then we talk
about... Yeah, that's crazy.
I know, right? How many derbies a year do you do?
Well, about 4 or 5 a year.
I mean, for a while we were seeing... Go ahead, go.
No, go ahead.
For a while there, we were seeing your name cropping up all over the place, and you were one of the guys that we looked for in terms of the finish order. You're on a hot streak. Knocking on the door, trying to knock down one of those big wins, but you're only running 4 or 5 times a year. That means that you're focusing a lot on some of those big, high-profile derbies. You don't mess around with your county fairs to keep, I don't know, to keep your driving skills sharp, to keep your build skills sharp, because as we talked with Darrell last week, you know, derby building is a perishable, a derby skill as a whole is a perishable talent.
Yeah, that is. I like these limited welds, though, just because it gives us more time, mm-hmm. and a lot more, not simpler, but just a lot right. more easier, I guess.
Are your county fair shows in your area harder to oversimplify it, or are they heavier builds?
No, we got one show that's probably a little heavier build. They're same as Capital Carnage Rule.
Yeah.
It's in Winter, South Dakota.
Sure.
And the rest they're pretty basic welds, you know.
Everything's harder in the Dakotas. They drive harder, cars are harder. Everything's just tough.
They sent different cars to the Dakotas when they were leaving Detroit. I don't know what it is. Just everything up there is just, it's a completely different world. It's a time warp. Yeah. You go up, you cross into Minnesota, and everything just starts changing. It's a bizarro world.
Get to Dakota, and everything's hard, and they drive hard. And we noticed it a few years ago. I remember going out there, and there was... Going out to Topeka. And it
going
was
out for Blizzard Bash or Capital City Carnage?
Blizzard Bash.
Yeah.
And we noticed there was a bunch of guys there from North and South Dakota. And, man, those guys were all on the gas, well-built cars, putting on a show. And it's...
It was the Roarbacks, right? It came down to the Roarbacks and Ponzer's team a couple of years ago.
But in some of the standalone classes, there was a bunch of guys from out that way, too. And just seems like, you know, a lot of good builders, a lot of good drivers, and they all are fans of the skinny pedal. They all get after it pretty hard.
We saw a blue number 7, then we saw a red Crown Vic, and then the next year I think that red Crown Vic was like an olive green. What was his name that drove that? Shea something. You ever hear of him?
Walden.
Yeah, that's
I think that's him. Yeah. He does all right.
They do just fine. Yeah. I mean, running up there, does that driving style in your area up there in the Dakotas, does that help you prepare at all for the atmosphere that you run into, places like Topeka and some of these indoor shows that you've been a part of, where it seems like once everything comes indoors, the adrenaline gets jacked up and everybody coming off the line is at 500 miles an hour right away. It doesn't fall into that pace driving quite as early, it seems, with some of the indoor shows.
I like to... I don't want to be the pace setter. I want to see how everybody drives right away.
Right.
And then go off of that. Because I don't want to go out there and junk my car in two hits. So, you know.
What about you, Tim?
I kind of want the other guys to set the pace.
I like to be the pace setter.
Yeah.
But I drive way different than so many other people. I don't know. I could spend a whole year building a car and I'd still junk it in two hits just because I think it's fun.
Right. Wayne, you like to hang back and see what the pace happens?
Yeah.
I don't care if I win.
I like to hang out.
But I got ADD, so that's my excuse.
Yeah.
Wayne's I can't sit still long enough.
Wayne's laid back and just relaxes. And if he could have like a remote control in one hand and maybe a cold beer in the other while he's driving, it would be just about perfect.
Yep.
Right.
All right. Now it's time to go.
He's on Facebook buying stuff while he's there being.
That wouldn't surprise me any.
he just drives that way because he knows I'm out there hitting everybody else. He don't got to do it.
But clearing the way.
Rumor has it is that Wayne has a really bad temper that's quick, but I've never seen it. So
I don't know.
I've never even seen it come unglued on the track. So it's just a rumor until I see it happen.
You got to really get him going.
I've heard it happens at FNAs once in a while, but that's where I've heard it comes out on the.
What is he doing? That's.
What are you? Is there any truth in that,
Wayne John? The bear.
Wayne John, is there any truth
in that? I got to ride home with him.
Once or twice.
What else have you got on the schedule this year, Ty? Besides going to Capital City Carnage here in a couple weeks?
We got our show in Chamberlain, South Dakota.
Okay.
We're putting on. And probably just a couple more after that. I'm trying to get high school out of the way right now, so.
High school.
Mm-hmm.
High school.
He's been doing this a little
while. Wait a minute. You're running this caliber of a show and he's in high school?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Damn. Why, is that a big deal?
Yeah, for me, yeah, that's cool. I think it's awesome.
You imagine? It's like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to finish my term paper. I got to go to Derby and Topeka.
Well,
Trey last year almost won it. He was in, what, junior in high school?
Yeah.
Trey Hoyer?
Yeah.
Cuts a lot of grass. So. His parents are pretty nice.
I think he cuts a lot of grass because I was talking to him once online, and he was building a Vic for somewhere. And I'm like, Vic, I said I never seen you drive nothing but a Cadillac. So these Vics are cheaper. So he's they definitely works for what he gets.
Mm-hmm. So I
think the Derby world's all right. I think there's a lot of young men coming up through that. You know, have started young and working their way up through, and I think we're gonna be just fine.
What's the teaching staff think about demolition derby? You know, you go to school and after coming back from a weekend like this in Topeka, and you tell your teachers, your instructors about running demolition derbies all over the country. What's their take on it?
A couple teachers like it, but the other ones really don't know.
Yeah, they don't
yeah.
understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, parents just don't understand, man.
That make a good sound.
Have you talked at all with the school board about them giving you a varsity letter for demolition derby?
No.
He deserves one. I tell you that right now. I'm
were you derbying in high school?
No.
Yeah, I was there.
No. I was talking to Tim. Tim's here. He's been a regular here in our area for almost 20 years now. But I was wondering if he'd been derbying in high school or not.
No, 20 years? Damn, how old am I? Jesus, I'm only 30, Chris. No, I've only been derbying like maybe 10 years. But no way. I give this dude my hats off to him, man. I can't even build myself like two cars a year to run my local show. You're going like out there. No way.
Remember, what's his name? Graduated at Bash for Cash. 22. Colton.
All I can think of is Logan.
Yeah, Logan Duvall.
Yeah.
Graduated at Bash for Cash a couple of years ago. A great young man from Kentucky. You guys had seen him win one of the big shows when you were on. When you guys
was Sturgis. When he won Sturgis, he won Redneck Rumble, right?
As a 16-year-old,
yeah.
And he actually they did his graduation. Like I think they Skyped in and they read it and took the pictures and the whole nine yards. And But I, that's what I mean.
I can't even win Waterloo. I can win the compacts, but I can't win full size.
It's cool.
Slow down.
No.
It'll go better.
No, I don't care.
I promise it'll go better.
I always told my kids and my wife, once I win full size, I'm done.
Your brother is smarter on this one. Listen to him. You ain't
kidding. Oh, I know he's smarter than me. I never, ever would say that. Believe me, I know. But it's when I don't listen is when it sucks the worst, because then he's like, see, I told you.
You got anybody else in your family that's into it?
Just me and my dad. And my uncle.
Right.
That's cool.
No, I guess I should ask that a different way. Any siblings, I guess, was a better way to say that. They were also into it.
No.
Siblings, cousins, anything like
my
that?
My brother doesn't like the stuff, and my...
Do you find time for any of the high school sports or anything like that in between building on cars?
No. When I first started out, when I was a freshman, just playing football and working on the car, that was kind of getting tough, so... One of them had to go, and I wasn't going to quit derbying, so...
Right. I think you picked well.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being able to derby in high school and travel like and anywhere? I mean, what was the biggest derby when you were in high school? I mean, that was back before the Depression, Waterloo. So it wasn't...
Yeah, Waterloo. There wasn't many derbies besides Waterloo.
Well, when you were a kid, yeah, it was weird to learn that there was derbies other places, right?
Yeah. It was strange. I mean, you knew there was, but it was like legit. I mean, you know, every year, you know, after a certain age, I'd go at least go watch Waterloo, and you know, on the odd night there'd be a race or there'd be a derby after a race, so I'd get to see that. But like, I wouldn't travel to see other derbies until I could drive. So I mean, I was probably a junior in high school before I was even going to watch derbies in Canandaigua or Weed Sport,
right?
You know, and I'd go to the fairs, and that was about it. But you know, I didn't. It was definitely Waterloo was it. But I mean. You know, when I was a kid, Waterloo was still 100-plus cars on Saturday night, right. So it was still, it was big.
Here we go.
Another you know what I mean? Sorry, Josh Buell. but, I mean, that's how
that
it was.
That was like 30 years ago, dude.
It was. It was literally almost 30 years ago.
Stop.
It is.
Because now you're making me feel old.
next year I'll be 16, and that means I've been able to drive to Waterloo to watch for 30 years.
Really?
You'll be what? How old?
Next year I'll be 46.
Well, I think you'd be 60.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Didn't it sound like 60?
Like something.
46.
Something. The wires arced in there somehow. I don't know what happened.
30 years of driving under the books, but.
What day are you getting into town? You going down early?
We're gonna probably leave Wednesday morning. Get down there, set up right away.
Nice.
How long of a haul is it from your place to Topeka?
9 hours.
That's not bad compared to some of the people that we talked to.
Yeah, but it's just better to drive to Rochester and fly.
Well, I mean,
dude, I don't even like driving to Waterloo.
As long as it's not a 737 Supermax, right? Because those fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
We don't want one of them.
Yeah. Have you checked to see what we're on?
I didn't yet. I don't want to know. I'd rather just be surprised. Roll the dice. It's in God's hands now, Moses.
Well, you fall asleep quick anyways on planes.
I do. It's about the only time that I can't have a computer in front of me, so I have no choice but to sleep.
I feel bad if I fall asleep. They're going to be listening to my snoring, and they're going to love that. Hi, Chris.
I won't be bothered at all. It'll be the people who try to get us kicked off the plane that'll be upset.
They will be doing that.
Ty, in terms of the Steel Bell and the learning process of putting all that stuff together, are you looking at all in terms of later this year with Blizzard Bash, now that you've got that, trying to build something for some of the heavier classes that are on deck at Blizzard Bash coming up this year as well?
I'm not really sure yet.
No.
It's down the line, so I don't know yet.
Yeah. It's a long way ahead to plan, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I definitely, we'll be looking for you when we get down there. We're going to be working with DerbyNation.tv on the live stream. I know we're going to be looking for some drivers to talk to. So we're going to keep you close by so we can find you and get some more thoughts from you down there. And by all means, be safe finishing the car. And for sure, be safe getting down there on that 9-hour drive.
All righty. Thank you, gentlemen.
Is there anybody that you wanted to make mention of that helps make sure that the car gets to Topeka?
Just my dad. I couldn't do anything without him. So, just him.
Awesome. Well, Ty, we appreciate you coming on the show, and we look forward to seeing you in about a week and a half.
All righty. We'll see you guys.
We'll see you later.
Later.
There goes Ty McCulloch calling in from North Dakota, getting ready for a nine-hour tow down to Topeka. Looking forward to seeing that whole crew. They're always good people.
That's crazy. And that long. I'm telling you, man, I don't travel. I do not. I didn't even like driving to Morris. And I was riding.
Morris is a pretty good tow. I think if you broke out a little bit.
No, we drove in a separate truck. Corey Luke's hauled our car down to Morris. I rode with Toby. Wayne drove his own truck with our cousin and Kale. So we all drove separate, but I don't travel.
I think if you broke out a little bit from the Finger Lakes region, you'd enjoy it and you'd travel down. I think you would.
I don't like riding, man.
Listen, you've got somebody else to tow. Hang on. Slow down and think about the big picture of all this. You've got somebody else that's already willing to tow your car. All you have to do is catch a flight to wherever the Derby is and a rental car over to the facility. You're good to go. You're Jeff Gordon in this thing.
That's different. If somebody else is going to haul out there, that's different. I wouldn't. I'd be too scared to drive one of them cars.
I think.
Kill myself.
No, not those limited welds. They aren't that heavy.
The limited welds aren't as bad. The Blizzard Bash cars, the full weld team cars, yes, you would kill yourself.
I would kill myself.
You would.
I would definitely break something.
You would leave there with basically your brains in a bucket, and we'd all say, God rest him, Ellison. But what a great time you would have doing it.
It was so much fun, though.
Great back.
That whole 2 minutes was a great run.
I'm looking forward to it. That's a heat. I'm really looking forward to that heat. That was probably a hell of a show.
I sent Kyle Puttawitter a message, hoping to try and catch up with him here in a week to find out. He's running the mod class, of course. Yeah.
Probably standard.
Yeah. He runs something. He runs the three speeds, right?
Yeah.
Where are you running, Brian?
I'm retiring. I'm just going to follow Chris around and carry his bags and stuff this year.
Your car's for sale?
Car's for sale. Yeah. Come on out and buy it. You don't want it. It's a Caddy with a Mopar in it.
Unless you can have a motor.
You just haul that right to Charlotte, so you don't even touch my stuff. No. Right now, I want to go run Jeremy Gulley's Father Day show. I'm entered in that heat, the first or the whatever class I ran last year, stock. And then I think I'm going to try to get to Brett's King's Old School show. Now, I don't think I'll be at Waterloo this year. We'll have to see how time looks and what's going on and stuff.
I thought you're inspecting Waterloo.
You know, you're the second person that said that to me. Strangely enough, I don't know how to cheat enough, so I can't inspect.
You don't know what to look for?
Yeah, I don't know what to look for. I'm not a good enough cheater.
That you would be a very popular inspector.
Yeah, I would. I would be. Everybody would be happy with me, but I think I'm just going to run those two. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Kids are both busy with sports and the gym and stuff, so see how it goes. I may see if I can pick up Suicide from Ronnie this weekend if he's coming to the show. And
if you do coordinate that, I got stuff that you got to get to him, or that I got to get to him that I'd like to
get to. If he's going to be here, I just haven't talked to him.
My understanding is he was coming.
What's that?
My understanding was that he was coming.
Because I know, because I thought there was a derby this weekend too somewhere that he talked about running. So he wasn't sure what he was doing because, Ronnie runs a lot of derbies. But I'll see if I can get hold of him tonight on Facebook. And then, because I'm planning,
I got to talk to him too. I mean, I'll coordinate that. That would help out a lot.
I just want to walk around and look at the cool stuff.
Friday night, I got to leave for Delaware. We got to go out and do a live show at Georgetown Speedway, the short track super series and dirt track.
Do you think they get the ice off the track by then?
I would like to know what kind of shape that track's in Saturday, Friday night before we drive to Delaware.
It's gonna be sunny and 70.
It is. If you call the track phone, it'll be sunny and 70. No question. Yep.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna hang out with Wayne at the swap meet. I just want to see the flow of Chevy stuff go by as just to see what all the good stuff looks like. He can point out to me what's a good frame, what's not a good frame.
The flow of Chevy stuff goes by.
You're looking at the wrong guy. I don't know. I just bought him, Peter.
Yes. It's gonna be trailers pulled up in front of him. Yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, yes.
Now, have you got Jake convinced to come out and spend some of his moldy money at the swap meet?
Yeah, he's going to work in the morning, but I think he's going to stop out after work.
Well, he's going to be at work. He's, I mean, let's be honest. He's not going to do much there, but he's going to make overtime for it.
What are you? What are you doing,
dude? I know where they work.
We bring guests.
I know a lot of guys. I know a lot of guys that have worked there. And,
these are our guests, and you're just heckling them endlessly. Man, it's brutal.
At Ghouls, you know, there's been more race car parts and fishing parts and derby parts and parts for just everything in general than pumps have come out of those doors.
You're going to ruin it for everyone.
Nah, I don't think so.
Talking like that.
Only five, Chris Marquardt?
Only five missed phone calls this episode. Not bad.
Who called this?
I don't know. I assume it's people for Finger Lakes 1.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm not. What do you think?
I think we're good.
Yeah?
I think next week is the fastest five.
Yep. We'll try and track down some folks to talk a little bit about how their build process has gone and the fact that January 1st to March, whatever next Monday is going to be, went by in a blink of an eye. Mm-hmm. And regardless of how much time, we knew ahead that March the 21st was the heat draws for Capital City Carnage, where you can find more information on smashitderby.com, that everyone is going to be building last minute, mm-hmm. almost a guarantee. And we'll run through that stuff, and then come Thursday, we'll be leaving on a jet plane to make our way out to...
Now, do you plan on sleeping after Monday night, or are you just going to stay awake till the show's over for Monday?
What do you mean?
Are you just
like, what do you mean?
Like, stay awake?
No.
Really?
I'm pretty relaxed going into this, because we don't have to. We don't have the Fantasy League to worry about, and I talked with Derby Nation just the other day, and I said, are you sure we don't have to bring anything? And they said, unless you've got some headsets... with the microphones built in, no. So I got to pack up a couple of Yamahas and put some clothes in a bag, and after that, we just have to go to Topeka, which is not a bad situation.
I got some ideas I think you're going to like. So
what's that? When am I going to hear about those?
Flight out.
Great. Great.
The cool thing is we got like a 4-hour layover in Maryland, which means by the time we get on the second plane, the bar will be open.
Well, I'm more concerned with what your ideas are and how I need to figure out how to implement them in 4 hours. That's what has me nervous. I know. You keep telling people that.
We got to drive from the airport to the arena, too. So what's the name of the arena?
What's that?
Name of the arena?
Kansas Expo Center?
It was the Landon Arena at the Kansas Expo Center, if that's what you're trying to goad me into.
What's the name of the hockey team that plays there?
The Topeka Roadrunners.
There you go.
Did you remember any of that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? Good. Finally. Only took 4 years. That's going to do it for this one. 265 in the books. Guys, I appreciate you coming in and making some time to hang out with us. Wayne Ellison, Tim Ellison, wish you the best of luck and hopefully good weather this weekend for the Derby Swap Meet. Again, running from 10 until 3 at Paradise Speedway off Hayes Road in Geneva, 1967. Lincoln being raffled off. All you have to do is get to the grounds and...
Said 10. It's
9-3. 9-3. I'm sorry. 9-3. All you have to do is get to the grounds, and there's a ticket waiting for you, and you're entered into a drawing. No money changes hands on it, and you could be walking away with a 1967 Lincoln. So not a bad deal right there. Jump online on Facebook. Just look up Derby Swap Meet. All the information is there. That's going to do it for us here at the North Park Building at Academy Square. 265 is in the books. We'll see everybody next time.
Crash Course Live is presented by
Smash It Demolition Derby, who hosts Bash for
Cash, Blizzard Bash,
and Capital City Carnage. Online at smashitderby.com.
And Stirring Dirt Racing,
host of May Mania's team show at the Golden Spike Arena in Ogden, Utah. Online at stirringdirtracing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel and Derby Inc. Magazine. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLinks1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.